Have you ever been involved in a game quite like that in terms of injuries, free penalties? What are your thoughts?
It's difficult. There's no way that I can sum that up with the players after the match. From the start of the day, Peter Vincenzo's taken ill. You know, we'd done all our team shape, etc. yesterday. He was starting the game. And it was just one, I suppose, accident after another. It's very difficult to dissect the game. There's no point in doing sometimes, because you can hurt what is already, you know, at this moment, a very, very fragile changing room. So we have to take it and we have to move on to our next game. We're only two games into the season. We have to make sure that we nurture the young players and nurture and make sure that we don't, I suppose, become negative with the players, and the players have got to try and remain optimistic and positive. We played against an excellent side today. I thought they were excellent. The problem with value for money for the win without the penalties. You know, we got a penalty at the end. I like the way they play, the players that they've got. I think they're an excellent side, and I do feel as though they're compatible with League One.
We talked about you bringing players in. You might have to bring some backroom staff in to help Andy Forth and Gary Thompson out.
Well, it's difficult. Maybe that's the demands of League One. You know, we've got Oliver Lancashire. We've got, obviously, Josh Lillis, you know, Scott Tanzer, and other players who are injured. And I've probably missed a few out, not just injuries. You know, Tom Kennedy and, obviously, Stephen Dawson and Calvin have played a full 90 minutes there, where, you know, arguably, two of those players I had an intention of trying to bring off. And I don't want to put them into a position where they're going to get injured because they've only recently played. It's a difficult one, like I said. It's a game, 90 minutes, and the good thing about football is, you know, it's a 46-game season. If that was a last game of the season fixture and we lost it in that manner and we got relegated, then obviously I'd be deeply, deeply disappointed for a long, long time. Well, the reality of the league is I've got another game Tuesday, and the players that I've got available will represent Rochdale Football Club. Now, if their effort levels are there and they're doing everything they possibly can, I certainly can't chastise them. But again, two mistakes, two penalties.